now, Nevada Real Estate Radio. You'll never go wrong when you get your advice from real estate professionals that you know, like, and trust. Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Nevada Real Estate Radio. Nice day to tune in to our radio show. It's springtime and flowers are coming up, and blossoms are there, and more people are thinking about buying or selling real estate. Things seem to be settling down a little bit as we get into the spring of 2024, but there's big changes coming. I think interest rates are either going to go up or down real soon, so you're going to have to be ready for that. Same thing with the prices. Although I don't think we're going to be seeing as much down as we're going to see up, because the demand is still high and inventory is still relatively low. Today we're going to be looking at something we've been talking about for a while the last few weeks, and that is the situation where seniors are moving from their primary residences into retirement centers, senior living facilities, senior neighborhoods, and they're putting some inventory into the market when they leave these homes. Well, what is it really like when those moves are made? Well, today we're going to be talking with three experts in this area of real estate. Roxanne Kiley is joining us. She's the Community Relations Director at Prestige Memory Care in Carson City. And joining us in the studio too, Kathy Dean and Nicole Litherland, both coming to us from RE/MAX Professionals in Dayton and Carson City. We'll be talking about these transitions and looking at the stats from the Sierra Nevada Realtors and more after this.
Time and time again, people come to Sage International Incorporated because they experience confusion about the entity or entities they have formed either on their own or through another service provider. If you do not understand how to obtain solid liability protection, effective tax reduction, or have never given any thought to the importance of exit or estate planning issues, then the Sage Facilitator Program was designed specifically for you. To learn more, call Sage International Incorporated at 775-786-5515 and schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry Hill today. The Sage clients enrolled in the Sage Facilitator Program have discovered that this proprietary process creates tremendous peace of mind for themselves and their families. It's time for you to stop worrying by calling 775-786-5515 to learn more so we can help you today. Call Sage International.
The most productive hour of your week. Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
You're tuned in to 93.7 FM. I'm glad to be with you today because we love talking about real estate and real estate for investors. And now that I'm getting a little bit older, I've got to focus on real estate for senior citizens. With me in the studio today, Roxanne Kiley. Roxanne is with Prestige Expressions Memory Care in Carson City. Welcome to the show, Roxanne.
Thank you, Peter.
I am very interested in the work that you do because I have a lot of senior citizens in my family. I'm the 10th of 11 children.
Oh, my.
Can you imagine all those old brothers and sisters I've got ahead of me?
That makes it very interesting in my world when we've got family dynamics.
Yes, and there's a lot with me, too, because I started out concerned about the senior citizens in my family when my parents were getting to that point where they had to make the transition from their primary residence to a senior citizen facility. It was not an easy thing for the family because we didn't plan for it. Do you find that that happens with a lot of families? It just suddenly hits them and now they've got to deal with it?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of times people will say to me, when should I start looking? Mm-hmm. And I usually tell them 3 months ago.
Yes. It's kind of like planting a tree, right?
Yes.
Best time to do it? 3 months ago.
Exactly.
Or maybe 3 years ago. Well, the challenge that a lot of people have is thinking about the move and then deciding where it's going to happen. I remember it was about 30 years ago when I was working with my parents' move, and there really wasn't much chatter, much talk about how you make that transition from someone's home to a retirement center, a retirement village. And then, you know, although my parents didn't have these issues, a lot of people have challenges with memory care, with their memory. They start to lose their ability to really remember things and to really lead a normal life, and they need help. So tell us how Prestige Expressions helps with that.
Yes, thank you for asking. Well, when I have someone calling, it's usually trying to understand where to begin their research and discovery. And I explain to them a couple of things. It's really important for the adult children with their aging parents to get power of attorney, both for financial and medical. So it's a really important step before someone gets a diagnosis of dementia, if possible. And that's another really important thing if someone's looking at a memory care community, that their loved one has indeed received a formal diagnosis. They can't move into a memory care community without that.
Mm-hmm. So you have a doctor's referral, essentially.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And so with the power of attorney, that helps as well. And if they are, when we talk about the financial end of how expensive a memory care community can be, we talk about their assets. And oftentimes, they have a home that is needing to be sold. And that's where the Dean team has come into play, helping out many families that I've worked with get their home on the market, mm-hmm. prepared, and sold so they can afford the memory care community.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of being a homeowner, right? You have resources, you have a real asset base that you can use to provide a quality life if you manage it properly. So let's introduce our other guests. In the studio, Kathy Dean is with us, and Kathy is with RE/MAX Professionals in Carson City and Dayton area. So tell us a little bit about your business. How long have you been doing the work you do?
I've been a realtor for 22 years, and mainly in Carson City, Reno, Dayton area. So I've lived in Nevada for 40 years. Mm-hmm. So I know the area pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really important, I think, when working with a realtor, that I deal with somebody that has lived in the area for a while.
Yeah.
I would think it would be hard to move into a new area like Reno and then set up your shop as a realtor before you even know what streets are what streets. I mean,
yeah.
So a good benefit, good advantage to have that to you. Mm-hmm. And tell me about your team. Are you a solopreneur or you have a lot of people working in your office?
Actually, I work with my daughter, Nicole. We're the team, the Dean team. And she's been a realtor for 7 years, and we've been together for 7 years. She's doing great, and we just really enjoy what we do.
Very nice.
I love what we do.
And I'm glad you brought Nicole with you today, so she can talk with us a little bit about mm-hmm. today's topic. So, Nicole, 7 years in the real estate world?
Yes.
And how are you liking it? Is it fun?
It is pretty fun. With my mom being in real estate for 22 years, I kind of grew up with it, so it was pretty natural for me to join her once I was about 21 was when I got my license, so it's been a fun 7 years working with her.
Well, nice. You know, it's great to work with somebody that you're close to that is your mentor because they're always there for you. It looks easy, but I've always told people it's probably the hardest job on earth.
Yeah.
It really
is.
It can be pretty hard, yes.
You work nonstop practically. I know the phone, when the phone rings, you need to get to it because that's just the way real estate works.
The way it is.
Yeah. It's like when you're dealing with hot water. You know, you just got to be there when it's ready, got to do something with it. The speed of transaction has always been an issue. Back when I was a mortgage lender about 10, 12 years ago, I remember my mortgage office was really excited because we were getting our closing times down to 30 days and into 29.
Yeah.
And now I'm understanding that things are closing even faster.
Yeah. I think they vet the borrower a lot better now because before, you remember, they were having some problems.
They were still getting adjustments with all the new changes that took place during the mortgage meltdown.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think they're just vetting them better and being able to close the loans quicker.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of cash deals out there too that don't need a loan.
Cash deals, of course, are going to speed up
a lot of cash deals.
Yeah, and there aren't as many deals going on right now as there were a few years back.
Title
people. And so title and escrow is moving along faster. And you're right; I think people are getting used to the process and moving through the system the way that it should be now. It's a lot easier without so many people trying to close deals in a month.
Well, and plus there's not all those refis going on because of the interest rates, so.
Refis. Almost forgot about them.
Yeah, those took up a lot of time.
They really did.
In title also.
Yeah, yeah. And so now things are moving relatively smoothly, but we have the challenges of inventory.
Right.
There just really aren't enough homes for the number of people that want to buy homes, and new construction doesn't seem to be able to keep up, at least at this point. So my thought a few months ago was, well, the people that are moving out to from their homes and are going to go to senior communities, well, those homes are going to be available. And from what my everything I'm researching, these senior communities are outstanding. Plus, so many of them offer specific professional services. Roxanne Kiley is with us today, and she is talking about Prestige Expressions Memory Care. So, Roxanne, when we talk about the facility, is it specifically for people that have needs for memory care services, or are there other facilities that people stay in that don't need these services?
Yes, I'm gonna, excuse me, Peter. So our particular community, the Expressions Memory Care in Carson City, is strictly memory care. Mm-hmm. However, Prestige has 39 other communities in 8 states from Washington to Arizona on the West Coast. In those other communities, we offer independent living for seniors, assisted living, and memory care, which is a nice transition for folks. So if they are looking to downsize, mm-hmm. and yet they're still very active, they can move into one of our communities and partake in a lot of wonderful activities there and be very independent, being able to still have a vehicle and come and go as they please. And as those seniors' needs change, we then bring the assistance to them. So it might be something like, I'm forgetting to take my medications, or the adult children of their loved ones are realizing, hey, we went and visited mom and dad and it looks like they're forgetting to take their meds, or perhaps they're falling behind with regards to proper nutrition and things like that. So that's something we can offer with assisted living, along with a slew of other needs that they might have. And then sadly, if the situation turns to an individual that has dementia, again, it's nice that they can stay in the community. It's just a matter of getting them into the memory care portion of the mm-hmm. community, and that's when we're helping them from all their activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, med management, food preparation, of course, light housekeeping, and helping them staying active for as long as they can and doing as much as they can for as long as they can and with dignity.
Very nice. That would be something I would want for my parents mm-hmm. if they were living in this city too. And I know many people my age are concerned about their elderly parents and maybe even thinking about themselves for the coming future. So it's good to know that there are options here for the people that need these kinds of services. And it seems that it's happening more often. Maybe we're just more aware of it now, that people are experiencing dementia, memory care, whatever the situation is. But when you start to lose some of your mental faculty, you really do need some backup help. And if family's not close, this is a great thing to consider here in Northern Nevada. We want to talk with our realtor guests in the studio about how the process works when someone is making that move and what happens to the home, how long does it take, what are the other details. Plus, we'll look at the stats and compare what's happening in Dayton Carson to Reno Sparks and Furley and more after this.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the wealth protection diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
Attention, restaurant and bar owners. Don't let your profits go down the drain. Call Rapid Rooter Emergency Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365.
People call us. It's usually a plumbing emergency. I hear things like, help, we're underwater, or the wedding party starts in an hour. The bathrooms don't work.
Call Rapid Rooter, 775-322-4124. Emergency Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365. RapidRooterNV.com.
Natakwa
News. Fun for all ages. Natakwa News. Pick up your copy today. Natakwa.
Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
Nevada Real Estate Radio. I'm glad to be with you today. And we talk to a lot of people about real estate for investors. But a lot of the people that come to talk to us, well, of course, They live in our community. And so we have a lot of community messages that we feel we need to share on occasion with our listeners. Today I want to talk about registering for the draft. I'm not talking to the ladies. This is only for men. Men, if you're 18 to 25 years old and you have not yet registered for the draft, selective service, you've got to do it. You see, it's the law. All men living in the U.S. and U.S. citizens living abroad must register at 18 years of age with the selective services. Yes, you need to protect your eligibilities for future benefits, gentlemen. By registering, young men will always be eligible for student financial aid when you need it to get some to some schools or in some job training benefits. And most federal jobs and jobs with the U.S. Postal Service are going to confirm that you have registered with the Selective Service. You see, it's your civic duty, your responsibility to ensure that we are well protected in America. It really is insurance for our nation. By registering, men's voluntary participation provides a hedge against unforeseen threats. Now, it's a relatively low-cost insurance policy, quite frankly, for our nation. Please register for the Selective Service. You can find registration forms at the U.S. Post Office or go online, sss.gov. With me in the studio today, three lovely ladies talking about real estate and real estate for investors, specifically for senior citizens that are investors. We're talking about people that leave their primary residence and decide to move into a retirement center, a senior community, and maybe sometimes they might need some special services, like with memory care. Today, Roxanne Kiley is with us. She is from Prestige Expressions Memory Care in Carson City. Also, Kathy Dean and Nicole Litherland, both REMAX professional agents from the Dayton and Carson City area. Hope you're doing okay today.
Doing great.
Very well.
Doing great.
Thank you.
So I love the Dayton and Carson City area. So for people that don't really know about that, maybe they moved here a year or two, you know how it is. You moved to Reno for long. You haven't even gone past Sparks yet. So let me ask Nicole, could you explain to us a little bit, let our listeners know, what is it like in the Dayton Carson area?
Well, Carson is our capital, but it's more of a small town, just like Dayton. Everyone tends to know everyone. So really, they're both really great communities to live in, honestly. I grew up there, born and raised, and it's pretty great.
You're a capital city girl, is what you're saying?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the mountains. They're so close in Carson mm-hmm. City, and you really feel like you're in a mountain town. I grew up in Colorado, and it's very reminiscent of where I moved from, and outstanding restaurants in the capital city.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess when you have that many politicians in one area, there's got to be the food, right, that's going to keep them happy. There's really sometimes not much else.
Yes.
Kathy, are you a lifelong resident yourself of the Northern Nevada?
I'm from Colorado.
You're from Colorado also? Yeah. Well, you're my Colorado sister.
Grand Junction.
That's where I moved from, yes.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Not a native of Grand Junction, but I lived there for many, many years.
So you know Grand Mesa and all that?
Oh, absolutely. Powderhorn.
Beautiful, yeah.
My favorite ski resort. But Nevada has so much like that. In fact, I've got to tell you, Reno reminds me a lot of Grand
Junction.
It
does a lot.
Just kind of turn around, right?
The same weather, same...
Same weather, beautiful, pretty much, yeah. Beautiful people, beautiful
altitude,
the rivers everything. Right through town, just like it is here, mm-hmm. and skiing real close in both cities. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of reminiscent of that part of Colorado yep. for me. I always feel like the thing that Carson City has going for it, and Minden too, is so close to Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
In fact, you could say they're East Lake Tahoe is sort of what they are, right? It's yeah. so close.
Yep.
And the closer you get to Lake Tahoe, you see the change in the values of homes.
Sure.
So when we're talking about the Minden area, Carson City area, is it still government that drives most of the activity there? Is it maybe tourism? What is it really you feel like drives that economy?
I think it's a combination of both, don't you?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a combination of both. I mean, especially when the legislature's in session, we have all the politicians there.
Yeah.
But during the summer and spring, we have, a lot of tourism.
I've always wondered, a new state senator gets elected. Is it very likely that they might want to buy a home in Carson City since they're going to be spending so much time there, some of these legislators from other parts of the state?
Actually, what they do is they rent. They'll rent because they're usually just here. They come from Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And they're just here for the legislative session, which is just, you know, the few months.
Right.
And so they're not buying.
So maybe it's a good investor's market in that regard, is buying a rental home or a rental property in Carson City.
I would say that there are a few state representatives that do live in the area. They are Carson
Senator
City.
Keller did.
Well, yeah, does. They're Carson City natives, mm-hmm. and some of them do still live in the area.
Yeah.
We would rather homeowners own homes instead of investors. Sorry, investors.
Well, of course, you have to own that primary residence first before you can become an investor.
It's the American dream.
Yeah, one of the challenges, though, for homeownership is the cost of owning now is so much higher than it is to rent. And that wasn't the case a few years ago, was it? I remember when it was, you know, if you could put that down payment together, you would be better off buying than renting. And now it's different.
It is in some aspects, but still owning a home is the best way to go because the rent is so much higher now. I don't know, you've probably noticed.
Oh, yes.
Our rental.
It's what a house payment
used
to be.
Has just gone sky high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so has payments, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But if you compare the two,
it's an investment, really, owning.
It's your investment. It's your property.
Yeah, well, so one of the things that we talk about is when you compare the values from one part of Northern Nevada to another, there can be some dramatic swings.
Sure.
And so there are people that live in Reno, for instance, and they want to live in South Meadows, and they just can't afford it, they tell me, because
the price
is so high, mm-hmm. and their income did not go up as fast.
Exactly.
But if you look at other areas of Northern Nevada, there are some better pricing.
Sure.
You have to drive a little bit, but it's not really that far. So it even drops down a little bit from Reno to Carson City by about $20,000,
$30,000. Dayton should be even better.
But when you go into areas like, let's say, Fernley or Fallon, you're looking at some substantially lower prices. Fernley is at $384,000. It's about $200,000 less.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 30-minute drive. That's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
However, that could be a way for somebody to get started in home ownership.
Sure.
Driving a little bit while you're young, of course you have to. Before you know it, that home could turn into an investment home and you could rent it out.
Yeah, definitely could.
So, but it's all a matter of where you pick and choose. So let's look at Douglas County.
Douglas County is very high.
Very expensive.
Douglas County, $744,000 is their median home price.
Yep.
Very close to Lake Tahoe.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the Gardnerville, Minden, Genoa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And part of South Lake Tahoe.
Yeah. But the pricing is always the first thing you'd have to think about. The second thing is availability. When you look at just a few hundred homes in the metro area available for sale, and maybe 200,000 or 300,000 people living in that area, it's a very small percentage of available homes.
Right.
So you have to be prepared, be ready to go. We always recommend you get pre-approved for a mortgage. If you're going to get a loan, get that done first, and then go out to shop for a home. Or get your cash together.
Yeah.
A lot of deals seem to be being done in cash lately.
A lot of cash deals coming out of California.
Out of state.
A lot of them.
Yeah, so they probably are selling a home and getting a lot of money out. They come here and they just put that money right into the deal.
Yeah.
No need to finance. Well, it's great. Great for everybody because those homes turn fast and we have new people. Yay! Let's get back and talk about our transitions from primary residence to senior centers, memory care centers. Kathy and Nicole, you've worked with Roxanne before on transitions like this. Share with us a little bit about how that process works, Kathy.
Well, basically, the first thing we have to find out is the person that has the dementia or the Alzheimer's or whatever the problem is, we have to make sure that they have the right documents to, because they can't sign, you know, the paperwork. So they usually have a family member or a loved one. And so they need to either have, they usually have either guardianship or they have POA, power of attorney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we just have to make sure that that's all in place. And then we meet with the family, look at the house, you know, because we need to see if there's any repairs or things that need to be done to it. Roxanne is great. She calls us, you know, if there's a family that needs help.
Yeah.
And so we just mainly meet with the family member. A lot of times they're from out of state, So they're only here for a few days or maybe a week. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they just don't have the resources. They don't know people here. They may need just minor repairs, or they may need to have the house painted. I mean,
you never know. Sometimes it could be
there's all kinds of things that could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we go and we assess the house first, because we need to give them, they need the money to go into the memory care.
Right.
And so we assess it and do a net sheet and let them know how much they can possibly take in there.
The family members, in many cases, like it was in mine, I'm sure, as you're saying, they don't really have a lot of background in this kind of work. Mm-hmm. And so you add the fact that they're looking at putting a parent or relative into memory care, and they've got to do a major real estate transaction.
Exactly.
Well, that can be a lot of stress.
Very lot of stress.
Are there any other elements, any other thoughts? What about, do you take care of the appraisal situations, the inspections, everything that needs to be done for that home to be turned?
Yeah, so we coordinate not only with Roxanne when the family member goes into memory care, we coordinate with all vendors, we coordinate with inspectors, appraisers, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to make it as easy for the family members as possible to make it, you know, easier for their loved one when they do go to a community.
Yeah. So as that home is being sold, then you're helping out your client that is going into memory care, helping them tremendously, mm-hmm. because they need the money to make that happen, to get their life back in order, and their family members are greatly relieved too. But let's talk about the buyers of that home that is being sold. So that home is being sold in all likelihood in the local area, and it's going to be inventory that wasn't there before. They're probably selling pretty fast. Again, it looks like they're listing and selling probably in about 30 days. Is that about right?
A lot of people, they want an older home. They don't want a new home because the taxes are very high. The property taxes are very high on mm-hmm. a new home.
Yeah.
So, we've had really good luck, you know, with selling them. You got to price it right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go too high, you know, because it'll just sit there. Don't want to go too low.
Right.
So, as long as you price it right, you're good.
Yeah, I mean, I know that there's the challenge is that you have to sell the home in a relatively quick amount of time because mm-hmm. the client needs the money. By the same token, it has to sell at the right price.
Right.
But in this environment that we're in nowadays, I can't imagine anything would be sold at a discount just because the sellers happen to be moving into memory care. Mm-hmm. There's still going to be plenty of demand, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We try to make the house as presentable as possible, mm-hmm. you know, because the better it looks,
yeah.
the more money you get.
Sure.
And the value's there. Mm-hmm. And the families seem to understand that. The ones that we've worked with,
mm-hmm.
they do understand that.
Yeah.
And because that money is going towards their loved one mm-hmm. to be able to stay at the memory care.
Yes.
So that's our main goal, is to get as much money as we can for them.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, Peter, you'd mentioned earlier about the stress. The family members that come in to talk about this process of getting their loved one into the memory care community, they're so stressed out. They're, you know, it's like their head is just scraping the ceiling.
Yeah.
And I'm really worried about them, and I'm worried about self-care for them. And so this is exactly why Kathy and Nicole come to mind, because they know that they've got a house that they need to put on the market. And oftentimes, like Kathy had mentioned, these adult children are living in a different state, so they don't have the connections that Nicole and Kathy have, from painters to floor repair, new carpet. It could be pest control, anything and everything. They've got it all. So I always share their names with these family members and say, please get in touch with these ladies, because they will help you. And the stress level goes down. You can actually see a weight come off of their shoulders when they're sitting in my office and we talk about mm-hmm. getting a hold of them. So I'm just grateful. And they do need that money.
Yeah.
They need it pretty quickly, because it's quite an expense, and oftentimes these family members are taking money out of their own accounts to help their family get into the community. So I
yeah.
can't thank them enough.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's nice to have team members that you can count on and that really focus on their specialties. Sometimes people try to get out of their lane, but I think these ladies stay right where they need to be to help the clients out. Prestige Expressions Memory Care. If somebody is tuning in right now, they don't have time to listen to the whole program, they want to know, how do they find out about it? What is the best way to get more information?
Thank you. They're more than welcome to call me directly at 775-443-4903. And or they can go on to our website. If they go to prestigecare.com, there's also all kinds of resources for them there. And or I would love for them to come visit. And our address is 1001 Mountain Street in Carson. And the zip there is 89703. If you want to plug that into your GPS, I welcome walk-in tours and would love to meet anybody that we can help.
Wow, that's great. Roxanne, we'll put all that contact information on our website too, NevadaRealEstateRadio.com. We'll make it easy for people to find you.
Thank you.
And our guests from RE/MAX Professionals in the Dayton Carson area. Kathy Dean, if somebody wants to reach you, what is the best way?
It's 775-720-7840. And also our website is DeanTeamNVRE.com.
DeanTeamNVRE.com. Well, we're going to continue our conversation after this break because, again, talking about the people that are buying the homes, I'm very interested in talking about a few different types of financing options that hopefully you ladies are familiar with. We're going to talk about the VA mortgage and the USDA mortgage. Those are really going well in the rural parts of northern Nevada and even in the outskirts of the metros.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the Wealth Protection Diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
Fun for all ages. Natakwa News. Pick up your copy today. Natakwa.
You're tuned in to Nevada Real Estate Radio. We want to send a bit of information to our listeners in Washoe County. You can sign up for free recording alerts from the Washoe County Recorder. Kaylee Work, the Washoe County Recorder, was in our studios just a few weeks ago, and she informed us and our listeners that a recording notification service allows members of the public to receive free email alerts whenever a document is recorded at the Washoe County Recorder's Office pertaining to your real estate holdings. This recording notification service is a courtesy to inform citizens of document recordings that may occur on your real estate. This service will notify the subscriber of recording events based on the enrolled name and parcel numbers following the sign-up. You will receive an alert a document has been recorded that includes your name and the parcel number you are monitoring. It's a great service, and it doesn't cost anything. It's a courtesy service of the Washoe County Recorder. You can get more information by visiting the website, washoecounty.gov/recorder. With me in the studio today, we have three ladies talking about a very important topic for all of us to think about if we have seniors in our lives. And let's face it, we're all going to be seniors one day. There are more senior facilities, senior residential areas, senior communities across America now, I think, than I've ever seen in my life. And we're probably going to see more because so many of us are aging, and the percentage of the population that is 60 and 65 or older now, bigger than ever. So these people, we people, need the services that we are requiring, and that many times includes memory care. Alzheimer's is affecting many more people in America, or we're more aware of it, it seems like, than we have in the years past. So I'm glad that we're talking about people that can get service and that memory care facilities exist. Roxanne Cogney is with us. She's the Community Relations Director at Prestige Expressions Memory Care. Roxanne, is this really an industry that's growing?
You're absolutely right. Whenever I see ground being broken, I am curious to know if it's another senior living community mm-hmm. that's going up.
A lot of people talk about the fact that seniors need community. They need interaction with others. I come from a big, big family. I'm always glad to get some solitude personally. But I know most people like to stay in contact with other people, and in a way it can help us keep young, right? By exercising our brain. That has to be a big focus of what you do.
It is. It is. We actually have our Expressions Memory Care program is an award-winning program. A year ago last June, a group from our central support, our home office out of Vancouver, Washington, went to England to receive an award. We're really well known for all the different activities that we do in our community for our residents. And in fact, if anybody's on Facebook, they can look us up at Carson Tahoe Expressions Memory Care. There I'm often posting on a daily basis the different activities that we are doing with our residents, mm-hmm. so that we can engage them with their mind, physical activity, even down to taste. And we had our different hospice organizations that will come in with sheet cakes for their birthdays, and just this past week they did root beer floats. So it's just things like this. We're really taps into their memory, along with music. So we have some wonderful performers that come in, and we're going to be doing physical activities with them too, out in the courtyard, gardening coming up. We'll plant different herbs, and so that they can smell those different herbs, from lavender to dill, and plant little tomato plants, and it's just great for them to get out there and garden and do the things that they used to love to do as long as they can, which is great.
You're talking about all the things I still love to do.
Yes.
And you're right. A lot of people really have great recollections of great times just from smelling things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Certain foods, certain spices, certain flowers. Yeah, it's really a lovely thing to do.
Yes.
And in bringing up those memories, I imagine it gets people to talking more, right, to communicating more. When people have memory care in their life, does it impact their ability to communicate, to speak?
Yes, yes. With regards to our programming, again, with the Expressions Memory Care, one of the things that we do collect from the families that have their loved one moving in with us, we ask them to give us their life story. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful packet of information they fill in. It helps at the transition of them moving out of their home into their new forever home. And we also like to ask 100 things about them. And sometimes the family members' eyes get very wide. And I say, you don't have to come up with 100 things. We will add to that list. But it does help us keep those conversations going. So if we can talk about things from their past, because that's what they remember more than what they had for breakfast that morning. And it's nice to see the other residents interacting with each other verbally. And then eventually at some point, the disease often robs them of being able to speak. Mm-hmm. But we have been trained on how to recognize their needs. Are they cold? Are they hungry? Are they in pain? Mm-hmm. Prestige really goes above and beyond with everybody getting certified in multiple areas so that we can provide the absolute best care for those that are fighting Alzheimer's or a form of dementia.
Yeah, so many seniors, they have pets at home. So when they move into the Expressions Memory Care Facility, are they able to bring pets? Are there any pets there that they can interact with? What's that like?
Yes, thank you for asking that. There are many of our prestige communities that do allow animals, including in the memory care. We actually have one 17-year-old cat that was left behind from a resident that passed, and that became the community kitty.
Oh.
His name is Noah. But this particular one in Carson City, unfortunately, we don't. And there's pros and cons to it. Sometimes you'll have residents fighting over the animal, thinking it's their dog or their cat. But we do welcome families to bring in their cats and or dog to visit their loved one.
That's
and
nice.
It just, the residents light up and get excited about it. Or we'll invite the Humane Society in to bring animals in so that the residents can get that fill.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to mention that Terry, who is with Paws for Love here in Reno, she brings her dog Roscoe in. As a matter of fact, she'll be there tonight. Scratch that. She comes in the fourth Tuesday evening of every month, and again, it's just fills their souls to see this dog.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like a special presentation.
Yes.
Special guest.
Yes.
Yeah. People, their pets are like family, and that's an important part I know too of senior care. My parents had a little rusty old dog that lived outdoors all the time. He was right outside the door always, but he had his place there. And they would always ask about him when they were in the senior care facility. And we brought him over a couple of times so they could look at him. And you're right.
Really exactly.
Their eyes just really get big and wide. They're so happy.
Yeah.
And it's all good things. So let's go back to talking about when people move there and they sell their home. And they are now living in their new lifestyle, and their family's comfortable. Well, there also is a new family that's comfortable, and that's the family that moved into their homes. So the ladies in the studio from RE/MAX Professionals in Dayton and Carson City, Kathy and Nicole, are talking to us about their help in getting buyers into the homes that these residents of senior facilities are leaving. And so when this happens, a lot of happy people, right, because there's such limited inventory. When we're talking about the areas of Carson City and Dayton, I know from my mortgage days, there are special mortgages available just for the rural areas, specifically the USDA mortgage. Kathy, would you talk to us a little bit about any work you've done using the USDA mortgage, or our listeners can learn more about the benefits?
I haven't done a USDA mortgage in a while, but it's for rural properties.
Right.
Sometimes you might luck out and get a property in Carson proper that actually will go USDA, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great loan, and it's they usually pay for your appraisal. You don't have to come out of pocket for your appraisal where you would with FHA or conventional.
So the USDA is one of the loans I did a lot of when I was a mortgage lender.
Yeah, it's a good
one. And I absolutely
one.
Loved it. The reason I loved it and my borrowers loved it is because there was no money down required.
No down payment.
Mm-hmm. And because of the way the loan is structured, depending on how the appraisal comes out, if the appraisal comes in strong, let's say it's a little bit more than you were actually buying the house for, and the house comes in another $2,000-$5,000 more, whatever, well, guess what? You can get the loan for the full appraisal
costs.
Amount. And then that extra money is going to pay your closing costs.
Exactly.
All the other fees, costs that are associated with mm-hmm. buying a home. Believe it or not, I remember once when some borrowers closed a deal on a USDA mortgage and they actually got a check.
I have witnessed that
they
before.
They got cashed as they went
they
out
actually
the
came in
because
got paid to buy a house.
Yeah,
yep.
They actually got paid by it. And of course, they have to make the payments from there on. But it's a really wonderful mortgage if you have somebody that's really well-versed in managing and mm-hmm. structuring the USDA loan. So we always recommend that you go on the website, Google USDA loan, and then you'll find a list of lenders that will work with you that can help you figure out if you can get a USDA loan. And
there's also an income limit on that for the borrower, so you can't be too high.
Oh, of course. It has to be. There are requirements to get this mortgage, like many income requirements are that. Mm-hmm. You cannot use the USDA mortgage to buy a second home or an investment property. So it is primarily just for your residence. And the other great loan that I love talking about, which is also a no-money-down loan, ladies, is the VA mortgage. Let me ask Nicole. Nicole, have you ever worked with anybody that's getting a VA mortgage?
Yes, quite a few.
Yeah, and so let our listeners know how that operation, what the highlights are.
Well, like you said, it's zero down payment. Interest rates tend to be a little bit better compared to FHA or conventional loans. And honestly, just helping veterans or active duty members, military members, it's fantastic for them. I love helping them. Helped quite a few, especially some former classmates of mine who are now veterans. So it's a great route to go.
You know, it's a good thing to do for the community. When a lot of us work, we just feel like maybe we're just working for the money, or we're working for the man, or working for the boss. But when you work on a VA mortgage, boy, there's a good feeling that you have when you help a veteran move into their own home and get a lot of the stress off of their shoulders and show some appreciation for all that that veteran has done for us, for our friends, our families, our country. It's a great, great feeling. I cannot tell you that I've ever done any other kind of loan that I felt better about than the VA mortgage. I know that some veterans sometimes don't even think they can qualify for a mortgage. That happened to me once.
It's funny.
I was given a seminar about the VA mortgage, and a gentleman raised his hand, and he said that he was going to be leaving because he couldn't get a mortgage. And I asked him why. He said he had had a bankruptcy. Well, I asked him, how long ago did you have your bankruptcy? And he said it was 4 years ago.
You're
he
good.
Said he thought you had to wait 10 years.
Good.
I said, no, sir. At that point, I think it was 3 years.
Yeah.
And so he just couldn't believe it. And you should have seen, his look was great. But his wife that was sitting next to him, her eyes beamed up. And, you know, it was only about 60 days later, they found a house, we closed the deal, and that's one of my most happiest VA mortgage stories.
That's
is
great.
Because had a borrower, did not think he could ever get a mortgage.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he's in a home. So the VA mortgage, yes, has a lot of good feelings on both sides. The nice thing about the VA mortgage that many people don't talk about is that the VA mortgage is assumable.
Yes.
What does that mean? Well, let's say that you get a VA mortgage on your home, and you know it's a typical home, probably worth $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000, and you decide that you want to sell it to move into a area like a Prestige Expressions or into another senior facility or just move to another house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? You can actually have somebody assume your mortgage, and you probably got a mortgage if you got it more than a couple of years ago at 2%, 3%, 4%, maybe 5%, great mortgage rates. You can actually buy a house from a veteran and assume their VA mortgage if all of the things
right.
come together.
Yep. Right.
I used to think it could only be assumed by a veteran. But guess what? It can be assumed by anybody mm-hmm. that qualifies. That's the key, isn't it?
And you have to pay the difference.
It's all in the details.
Exactly.
But obviously, if there is a difference in cash, that has to be
correct.
That you have to come up with.
On
of
what
course,
the difference is from what you're selling it and what's owed on the loan.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So you can assume whatever that loan amount is, but still, that's a great advantage.
That's a great, it is.
A great
it's
advantage
a really
that you can have. So you want to get close to veterans, right?
We love our veterans.
If you know a veteran that has a mortgage,
we work with them all the time.
Hey, buddy, if you ever want to sell that house, I would be a good candidate, right? Because that is a good way to do that. The nice thing about the VA mortgage, too, unlike, let's say, the FHA mortgage that requires mortgage insurance, mm-hmm. the VA mortgage does not.
None.
Isn't
none
that
whatsoever.
Amazing?
Yep.
That saves you $200-$300 a month.
$100 a month, yep.
Maybe more.
Yep.
And you don't have to start paying it ever. It's just never there.
And so, there's certain things that a veteran's not allowed to pay on closing costs. I think actually the only thing now they've changed it is just the pest inspection. They're
mm-hmm.
not allowed to pay for that.
Yeah. Yeah, the VA mortgage, like the FHA mortgage, in years past had dramatically different guidelines. And a lot of people in the old days didn't want to entertain a purchase from a borrower using a VA or FHA because they were afraid they wouldn't pass the inspections or some
right.
other bit of minutia. But those days are long gone.
Yep.
They're streamlined, just like all of the conventional loans as well. And with today's expertise in the mortgage and real estate offices, title and escrow, it flows pretty smoothly, doesn't it?
We know what to look for a VA loan.
Yes, we do.
When we're looking at the house, we know if something like peeling paint, it has to be painted or it won't fly.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad that those are little simple things that have
mm-hmm.
to be done.
Have
one of them
done.
Is outlet covers.
Yes.
A missing outlet cover can blow a deal.
Can you believe that? I know.
Yeah, but you know, the house has to look good.
Yeah.
And if my wife was buying that house, she'd probably say the same thing. She'd never buy it unless that outlet cover is replaced. But it's all for the benefit of the buyer. And really, that's what the real estate and the mortgage world is about. It's doing whatever we can to protect and help buyers become homeowners,
about.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm glad that the two of you are working in your respective fields of
Thank
real
you.
Estate and caring for our seniors and doing the work that you do. It really is a great community service that I know goes underappreciated because the celebrities get all the action. They get all the recognition. But it's the real estate world that really makes things happen in the families.
Yep.
I want to thank you both for being here. Any final thoughts for our listeners or some final thoughts about the RE/MAX professionals? Let me start with you, Nicole.
Well, I want to thank you for tuning in today and listening to us speak about selling your home. And with the memory care, you can call me at 775-220-5696 if you want to sell or buy a home.
Nicole Litherland. Thank you very much for being here, and hopefully you'll come back and visit us again sometime and talk more about your work at RE/MAX Professionals.
Thank you so much.
Also with us in the studio today, Kathy Dean, the leader of the Dean team. And you guys are probably undefeated, right?
Yes.
Of course. Had to be confident.
Had to be confident.
You guys are darn good. Well, you work in a great area of Northern Nevada, and I'm hoping I can stop by and see your offices sometime in the Dayton-Carson area. And I appreciate the work that you're doing to help our seniors, along with Roxanne Kiley doing her work at Prestige Expressions Memory Care. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, I just want to let our listeners know that this, what we're doing with the memory care is really close to my heart, because my mom had dementia. And so we know how hard and stressful it can be. And I thank God that Roxanne has, you know, what she does. And because it takes a special person and a special group of people to have a community like that. It's tough, I know, because of my mom. You know, it's tough. And I commend her immensely on what she does. And I thank her so much for having the trust in Nicole and I. So, yeah. If you have any need for real estate, buying, selling, whatever, give us a call, the Dean team, 775-720-7840.
Very good. Thank you, Kathy Dean, for being with us today.
Thank you.
And Roxanne Kiley is with us. And I want to thank you for bringing these ladies to talk with us about our topic today and sharing some information with our listeners about Prestige Expressions Memory Care. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Thank you, Peter. And thank you, Kathy and Nicole, for your kind words. You are my earth angels. And I know that you've helped a lot of families that have moved into our community. And thank you again for being there. Yes, I just want to say, start your research and discovery early with regards to memory care communities. Know that I work with other community relation directors and other communities that are not part of Prestige, because we're just wanting to help you find that perfect community for your loved one, whether it's independent living, assisted living, and or memory care. But I'd love to have you come in. Let me help you walk through the process. And don't wait until it becomes an emergency. Don't wait for an accident and or perhaps a loved one that has gone missing from their home. We don't want that. So kindly give me a call at 775-443-4903 and or feel free to stop in at Prestige Carson Tahoe Expressions Memory Care at 1001 Mountain Street in Carson City. Thank you again, Peter, for this invitation for us to be here today. We greatly appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you, ladies. Roxanne Kiley, thank you very much for being here today and talking with us about Prestige Expressions Memory Care. We're going to continue our conversation on future shows about the need to take care of our seniors. For today, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in as well. We're on the air again next week. Same time, same station. Tell your friends and family to tune in too, and then they can make a great deal when it comes time to buy or sell real estate. Until then, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to Nevada Real Estate Radio with Peter Padilla. We value your listenership. Want to talk with Peter? Send an email to peter@nevadarealestateradio.com.
Attention, restaurant and bar owners. Don't let your profits go down the drain. Call Rapid Rooter Emergency Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365.
People call us. It's usually a plumbing emergency. I hear things like, help, we're underwater, or the wedding party starts in an hour. The bathrooms don't work.
Call Rapid Rooter, 775-322-4124. Emergency Commercial Plumbing.
Next time on the Sherry Hill Show, I have Phil McDougall, the president of the National Automobile Museum, which is really top three in the nation for automobile museums. We're going to talk about all the cool things going on, because guess what? It changes every single month. And if you haven't been there since your prom, you need to get to the National Automobile Museum, and you're going to find out why. The Sherry Hill Show, Mondays, 11:30 a.m., and Sundays at 1 p.m. on 93.7 FM. The Sherry Hill Show, where business is amplified.